This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, Dr. Chris Azizian. Dr. Azizian's got two big titles. He's both the Chief Regional Oncology Officer and the Chief Pharmacy Officer at Keck Medicine. Keck is sort of the USC School of Medicine, USC healthcare system. Great, great system. Chris, can you take a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Thank you for having me on, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. So I'll tell you a little bit about my personal self. I was originally born in Iran. I'm half Armenian and half Assyrian. Moved to the U.S. In 1988 at the age of 13 and made my way through schooling, went to USC for undergraduate and got a bachelor's degree in science in gerontology and continued with grad school in pharmacy to get my doctorate education in pharmacy. And then later in my career, received my master's in healthcare administration from USC as well. And so, as you mentioned, I have two roles with Keck Medicine. Been with the organization since end of 2012. Started with the organization in my pharmacy role, and in my pharmacy role, I'm basically more of a strategic mind. I have amazing leaders that I work with that excel us in overall in delivering overall clinical care and incorporating new technology to advance the practice of pharmacy in itself. And in my oncology role, I'm primarily responsible for expansion of our oncology clinical services to various regions and satellites, which is part of our overall strategic growth initiatives for Keck Medicine of USC.
Thank you very, very much. So many interesting things. Talk to us a little bit about oncology and pharmacy. Those must be quite synergistic as roles, given how much of oncology deals with pharmacology and so forth. Talk a little bit about the intersection of your two roles and where they intersect or if they intersect.
Absolutely. No, that's a great question. In fact, the opportunity given to me to excel in oncology practice was as a result of the various synergies involved in pharmacy. So in 2015, we had a reduction in force, and I was asked to oversee our USC Norris Cancer Hospital operations, which is, while we have 60 acute care beds, we have an extremely busy oncology practice, outpatient oncology practice and infusion services. And a big part of that, aside from obviously nursing and clinical and physician care, is delivering medications and the latest technology in a safe fashion and timely fashion to our patients. And so, to that end, you know, the practice of oncology is ever growing. Again, primarily in the more so in the outpatient world than inpatient, and leading to more new medication technology being administered to our patients via infusion services, as well as oral, actually, oncologic services through specialty pharmacy services. So the two have been very synergistic and strategic for our overall for the organization.
Keck over the last decade has become that much more preeminent as a magnificent health system and academic medical center. When you look at this coming year, the next year or two, what are you most focused on and excited about? I mean, you're part of an amazing institution. You got big roles there. Where do you find yourself most excited and most focused?
Yes, so I'm super excited and super focused, again, in the overall mission of the organization, which is really both clinical and academic. And so I often, with our team, try to strategize around how we can contribute to both of those pillars, essentially. And in my oncology role, We are expanding into various regions and communities and building new practices, new access to patients that would normally have to drive from far areas to get to our academic and research trials. And so to that end, I guess most immediately, I'm very excited about our new practice in Orange County, which will be going live towards the end of December, a huge infusion center and a huge medical oncology practice there. And then we continue to expand in other regions such as Arcadia, as well as Santa Clarita Valley, et cetera. So a lot more growth and expansion to come from an oncology perspective. And when I look at my pharmacy role, it's really how do I support this growth? What technology can I incorporate to make things more efficient, both for the and actually provide better patient experience from a pharmacy perspective? So a lot of new technology, a lot of new medicines with outcomes and analyses that have to be done to be ready for prime time for administration to our patients. And so that is what I'm most excited about.
Thank you, Dr. Azizi. Let me ask you a question. You had mentioned earlier that originally immigrated from Iran. All of us here are immigrants one way or another. We get such in the news today. It is very hard to understand what Iran is like. One of my cousins was married to an Iranian man and still is. But give us a sense. Are you still in contact with relatives and family there? What's it like today? Because we've got such a challenging relationship and the news is impossible to decipher. Any thoughts on that? Anything you could share with us?
Sure. So I don't have a lot of knowledge. I do have an uncle that lives in Iran. The reason why we migrated, again, without trying to get too political, is I was raised a Catholic. My mother is extremely religious, and the country itself is not very friendly to outside religions. And so to that end, those of us who didn't practice a subset of the Muslim religion, we essentially had to migrate ultimately from a safety perspective. The other reason was at the time we migrated because of the Iran-Iraq war. And so my family was really concerned about me having to serve at a very young age. Having said that, I think the country now, again, having very minimal knowledge based on what I get from my uncle, is it's still obviously very political, very religious, and there are challenges with healthcare delivery there, access to medications, things that we truly take for granted here, having really unlimited access to vaccinations, the COVID vaccine itself. We're seeing folks there migrate to other countries such as Armenia to try to get access to vaccine. And so I truly think this is the greatest country on earth that provides a lot of opportunity. And I hope that many in this country don't take things for granted and the privilege they have to live here.
Thank you. You've had this magnificent career here, unbelievable. Have grown professionally. I mean, just magnificent. What advice would you give to leaders trying to have great careers?
Sure. Well, I think the advice I would give any leader or anyone that has aspirations is one, to always stay motivated. Don't let failure stop you. Read voraciously, be proactive, and seek opportunities. Get out of your comfort zone. And the way you stay motivated, the way I stay motivated is I always compare myself to a child who really is always curious, you know, uses imagination, not afraid to take risks. I think oftentimes as we grow in age, we tend to want to take less risks. And I think we need to always find in our heart to be open to new opportunities and new risks. And, you know, to that end, in my career specifically, I started out as a pharmacist. I was given an opportunity to grow in the cancer leadership world, definitely outside of my comfort zone. And I think it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I learned a tremendous amount within our organization that's led me here. Now, obviously, you also want to have really good mentors and kind of model yourself and take the best out of various leaders that you enjoy working with to move your career forward. And so that's what I've done. And that's the advice I would give any leader or anybody that wants to pursue growth in their career.
Fantastic. So I heard several different things: finding mentors and models, stay motivated, read voraciously, get out of your comfort zone, constantly be learning, be willing to take risks and take chances, look at those open doors as opportunities, not as things not to look at, not to think about, but be willing to take those risks. Chris, what a remarkable career. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you indulging me on a variety of subjects. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Scott.